Ernest Kwamina Yedu Addison.
Do in the name of the Almighty God swear.
Do in the name of the Almighty God swear.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance.
To the Republic of Ghana as by law established.
To the Republic of Ghana as by law established.
That I will uphold the sovereignty and integrity of Ghana.
That I will uphold the sovereignty and integrity of Ghana.
And that I will preserve.
And that I will preserve.
Protect.
Protect.
And defend the Constitution of the Republic of Ghana.
And defend the Constitution of the Republic of Ghana.
So help me God.
So help me God.
The next is the official oath. Once again, I,
Ernest Kwamina Yedu Addison,
do in the name of the Almighty God swear.
Do in the name of the Almighty God swear.
That I will at all times well and truly serve the Republic of Ghana.
That I will at all times well and truly serve the Republic of Ghana.
In the oath, in the office of.
In the office of. Governor of the Bank of Ghana.
And that I will uphold.
And that I will uphold.
Preserve.
Preserve.
Protect.
Protect.
And defend the Constitution of the Republic of Ghana as by law established.
And defend the Constitution of the Republic of Ghana as by law established.
So help me God.
So help me God.
And the final one is the oath of secrecy. I,
Ernest Kwamina Yedu Addison,
holding the office of,
holding the office of the Governor of the Bank of Ghana,
do in the name of the Almighty God swear.
Do in the name of the Almighty God swear.
That I will not directly or indirectly.
That I will not directly or indirectly.
Communicate or reveal to any person.
Communicate or reveal to any person.
Any matter which shall be brought under my consideration.
Any matter which shall be brought under my consideration.
Or shall come to my knowledge.
Or shall come to my knowledge.
In the discharge of my official duties.
In the discharge of my official duties.
Except as may be required for the discharge of my official duties.
Except as may be required for the discharge of my official duties.
Or as may be specially permitted by law.
Or as may be specially permitted by law.
So help me God.
So help me God.
We come to join the ship of state.
Going through rather difficult economic circumstances.
But I know even from your South African vantage, you have been following events.
Yes.
There's a big burden on us to revive the Ghanaian economy, to put it on the path of growth and prosperity. I don't have to tell you the significance of your role in that process. It's absolutely vital, and you, more than anybody else, will give confidence to the markets that Ghana is on the right path. I have a great deal of confidence in you. You know that already. And I'm grateful that I have the opportunity to appoint you to this office. No doubt that it is one that you discharge with credit to yourself and to the people of Ghana. Friends of yours are now in charge of the economy. Headed by the Vice President. So I think you should find all the ingredients are there for a successful relationship. I'm aware about the independence that the laws of our country give the central bank and the operation of the governor. But nevertheless, we think that if there's transparency and cooperation, we should be able to work together to achieve our main goal and create conditions for the growth of our economy. So it's an arduous task, but we are all very satisfied that it is one that you are capable of shouldering. So welcome back home.
Thank you.
And welcome to this new office. And wish you Godspeed and the very best of luck
in
what you're going to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
say, Mr. President, for the great confidence that you have placed in me, for confidence from you and your team. I see Mr. Safumafu here. He was then finance minister when I was at the Bank of Ghana. Dr. Akuto is there as well. So I know this is the team that is still in place. And as you said, it should make things easier for me to be able to get assimilated into what is going on. I am hoping that I will be able to contribute my best to position the Bank of Ghana to play the role that it's required to play in terms of ensuring the stability in the macroeconomic and financial environment. Since I got into town, even my 95-year-old father told me that if you get the city stable, you have done, you would have done the, half the job. So the issue of stability is of great concern to Ghanaians. So stability not only in the exchange rate, but stability in prices generally, as well as, you know, creating that low interest rate regime, which would support your private sector vision of creating jobs, you know, ensuring high growth, and then reducing poverty, which should help, you know, in a sense, improve the Ghanaian society to become a more inclusive society. We are aware of the challenges that we have embarked on, but they are not insurmountable. And I know that with the leadership of the Vice President in charge of the Economic Management Team, we will make an impact. We will keep you briefed as frequently as possible where the issues are in terms of the economy broadly, and in particular, the issues on the monetary side of the economy. I wish to once again thank you very much and your team for the confidence that you have placed in us, and we shall not disappoint you. Thank you.
That's great.